Okay, now I want to show you how we gain access to the material that gets printed in the R console when we are running Windows Vista or Windows 7, because we don't have access to the R terminal. What I've done is fire up R, and through creation of the Braille R add-on package, I've made a short function that will redirect the console output to a text file. The functionality was lifted from another package, teaching demos originally, but you can do this into HTML or even a Word document with the R to HTML package as well being an option. So I've loaded the Braille R package, and now I typos are allowed. Text out, this is the command, and it's going to ask us for a file name, although we can't hear that being spoken by the screen reader, so I'm just going to type in a name, and for some reason at the moment I still need to give it a blank line to stop it from asking for file names. Nothing's being spied, so let's maximize the window. And now we can tell that the prompt has changed. Instead of being the regular greater than prompt, we now have the TXT greater than coming out. That just tells us that we are redirecting things to a text file. When I type in simple mathematical expression, I'm not getting any feedback through the screen reader at all, because we're in the R GUI. If I go to the place where I know this file has been created, and I open that file in Notepad, I've got a copy of the screen that you would have seen in the R console echoed into this text file. Now, we don't want to have to keep opening and closing the text file every time we issue a command just to see what happens. So the trick
documents
is to open that text file in a browser.
Open on edit print 7 to convert combine skimper by open with submenu h. Internet Explorer I file sub C alert notification bar tech Raver 1+1.
Now the beauty of this is that here I have the text file contents displayed on screen in Internet Explorer.
Left bracket 1, right bracket 2.
And I've got the answer I want. But when I go back to R
document R left correct TXT greater,
and I now ask for something different.
5/2
didn't tell me anything. I go back to Internet Explorer.
C:\users\.godfrback.
Here I am.
Left bracket 1.
It hasn't updated, but if I hit F5, the refresh key.
Alert notification bar text inter. (5/2).
There I have the answer to the new calculation that's been added. And I can do that as many times as I like, and I will get a copy of the console that I can cut and paste out of, that I can read as it's being added to. It's not a great solution, it is a workable solution, but this is the solution that is being used by blind people who are using SPSS or Stata today. That's what they're having to do to have any chance of access. The other thing we can do in R is that we can use the review mode of our screen reader to be able to see what's actually happening on screen. And you can't do that in SPSS or Stata so easily.